And let's get back to economic trouble in the U.S. Time now for the latest installment in our series, Fiscal Cliff Notes.
On January 1st, 2013, there's going to be a massive fiscal cliff of large spending
cuts. From the painful cuts to the Defense Department, food safety, education.
The Bush tax cuts, the payroll tax cuts.
Tax-mageddon. It's a cliff.
Whatever your preferred imagery, it's a really big deal.
There is widespread, even bipartisan agreement that allowing the nation to fall off the fiscal cliff in January would be a bad thing. Government programs would be cut, taxes would rise significantly, and according to the Congressional Budget Office, the economy could fall back into recession. But as NPR's Tamara Keith reports, even if all of those things do happen, there'd still be a budget deficit.
When it comes to describing the fiscal cliff, Stan Collender turns to superlatives.
It would clearly constitute one of the biggest tax increases ever imposed on taxpayers in American history.
Collender is a federal budget guru who works at Corvus Communications, and he's describing one element of the fiscal cliff, the expiration of the Bush-era tax cuts. According to one analysis, it will cost the average household $3,500 a year. And then there's what's known as sequestration, about $110 billion in automatic across-the-board spending cuts, hitting everything from schools to weapon systems every year for the next decade.
That would be the single largest one-year reduction, nominal reduction in the deficit in American history.
This would take a significant bite out of what would be a trillion-dollar deficit. Still, the government would spend more than it takes in. Maya McGinnis is president of the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget, and she says it's
a big, 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 big number.
How big? $641 billion. That's what the Congressional Budget Office projects the budget deficit will be in the fiscal year that started October 1st. And that's assuming the fiscal cliff happens. But here's the thing. You'd be hard-pressed to find a politician or economist or even deficit hawk like McGinnis who thinks that's a good idea.
It's true that it's done in the absolute wrong way, but it's still not even big enough to start to tackle the fiscal problems that we have.
Now let's imagine Congress wants to extend the tax cuts. You can add nearly $250 billion to the deficit for this year. Do that for a decade, and it will add more than $5 trillion in debt. You might be thinking this could be solved by letting taxes go up on the rich. Think again. That only shaves about 20% off the bill. Avoid the painful cuts of the sequester? You can add more than $1 trillion to the debt over the next 10 years. And now you're talking about a big, 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 big number. Tamara Keith, NPR News.